friends cannot be neglected. Hurry.
What's the matter?
The Hatter's the matter.
Hatter is my truest friend. If he's in need, I will help him.
It will be a race against time.
He is not someone you want as your enemy.
Time is a he.
Underland. Your time is up.
This stuck us all at 1 minute of tea time.
Tea time forever!
Okay, here's the deal. Part of the triumph of the original Disney adaptation of Alice in Wonderland back in the 50s was its commitment to nonsense, because that's what Wonderland is. And when you try and put any sort of order into it, the whole story collapses like a house of cards. Loosely based on Lewis Carroll's sequel novel, Alice Through the Looking Glass does just that, trying to put traditional story framework into this absurd world and making it a chore to follow. Alice returns to Wonderland to steal the device that allows her to travel back in time to save the Mad Hatter's family. Forget the overblown production design and the no longer innovative digital effects and 3D environment that propelled the previous film to box office success, Through the Looking Glass puts too much character into one piece, even if we don't want to know why the Hatter is mad or why the Red Queen is so evil. Alice Through the Looking Glass gets 2.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.